The program officer of the Center for Democratic Development, CDD, Paul Abrampamensah, has lauded President Mahama for his commitment to fight corruption and ensure good governance, as outlined in his policy statement to the nation. Speaking to Radio Ghana, Mr. Abrampamensah said though the president's decision to appoint a sole commissioner to thoroughly examine the judgment debts and its related issues is in the right direction, strengthening of state institutions to fight corruption would go a long way to reduce the canker.
The president made interesting revelations and comments on his commitment to fighting corruption in general, involving ministries who have shaped to play in corrupt activities, involving civil society organizations, trying to institute some sort of a commissioner to also curtail the influence of payment of judgment debt. They are all audible. But what I don't agree much is the absence of his mentioning of revamping institutions and avenues for citizens to actually get involved. It's one thing saying you're going to work with the society and other citizenry. And that's another thing, putting in place a mechanism, a legislative framework that will comport people in public places to give information freely and people accessing information to be able to criticize the system. So I was expecting the president to make mention of his commitment to coming up with the Freedom of Information Bill, his commitment to coming out with something like a whistleblower's bill. All these things were not mentioned. That said, I should think maybe because of time that he couldn't go into details of some of these things. Coming up with a commissioner, I will say the creation of institutions or offices for specific tasks is becoming too much in the country. Already in the forms of corruption fighting, we have IOCO, we have SRAJ, we have PAC, we have CID Forum at the police headquarters. All these institutions are there. So revamping these institutions, working on their commitment to implementing their mandate from the constitution and legal framework, I think that should work more. And on the judgment debt, my understanding is that every contract that is signed beyond certain amounts should go through parliament for approval. If those mechanisms were not followed, what happens to the institutions who are concerned? We should rather work with the existing institutions, force legislation, and make sure they work rather than creating more.
Mr. Abrampamensah said the president's decision to also extend a hand of friendship to the other political parties to brainstorm on the way forward on national issues is highly commendable.
It's one avenue, all-inclusive government, share ideas. Also similar avenue created by the IEA for people to also share ideas. Any forum that creates opportunity for interaction. Lack of information breeds suspicion and other things. So any forum that creates the opportunity for people to interact, to share common views is welcome. But I should think his definition of all-inclusive government should not be limited to political party leadership or executives. It should go down to the grassroots as to what constitutes all-inclusive government. Recently, I don't know whether you are where a group of a section of people from the western or the central region were complaining that their MCE has awarded contract to a person they suspect to be an MPP. This issue encompasses definition of all inclusive. Is an MPP guy not a Ghanaian? Is a CDP guy not a Ghanaian? So it should go further to employment, contract awards and everything. The inclusive government should not be limited to the party leadership.
Program officer of CDD Ghana, Paul Abrampamensah.